A damaging rebellion. Some Tory backbenchers don't think revised plans to send asylum seekers to the African country are watertight. Robert Jenrick quit as immigration minister just over a week ago. He's urged MPs to improve the plans.
This is not a bad bill, but it is not the best bill. I want this bill to work. The test of this policy is not, is it the strongest bill we've done? It's not, is it a good compromise? It's, will it work?
Police in Dorset are investigating a report of a sudden death on the BB Stockholm barge used to house asylum seekers. It's understood the person took their own life early this morning. It's already had problems, including when Legionella bacteria was discovered. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer says it's tragic.
My human instinct is, of course, the individual who's lost his or her life and the family and friends of that individual who will be absolutely grieving.
Three men have died and another two have life-threatening injuries after a crash in South Wales. The group, aged 18 and 19, were involved in a collision in Coedili last night. Next has withdrawn a Christmas jumper after a protest at the use of an airline's logo. Pan Am operated the flight, which exploded over the Scottish town of Lockerbie in December 1988, killing 270 people. The regulator wants a ban on many mid-contract price rises for mobile TV and broadband customers. Ofcom's recommending increases are restricted to a specific figure. And Paddington is being made into a musical with a stage show due to open in 2025. Based on the original books by Michael Bond, McFly's Tom Fletcher will write the music and lyrics. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and tonight will remain largely cloudy with just the odd clearer break possible. There will be a few well-scattered showers moving in throughout the night as well. Tomorrow will remain cloudy for much of the day with further showers drifting in from the west, turning drier into the evening with a cloud cover breaking up tomorrow night.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and a warm welcome to Tuesday here on Drive with me, Joe Bailey. Huge thank you as always to our Scott Ross for a brilliant 1-2-3. Yes, does what it says on the tin. He will be back next Monday. But it's all about us today. We've got great music from the past four decades, plus regular features, including a brilliant one-hit wonder. We also got Karen of Essex Business Partnerships coming along. She's bringing a friend with her as well, be along soon. And we've got Emily back in the studio because it's Tuesday. We'll be chatting to her a little bit later as well. But first, let's kick off the show with one of my favourite artists of all time, the fabulous Whitney.
Control, can't seem to get enough.
Emily back in the studio. If you joined us for the first time, Emily is here from a local school in Billericay and doing work experiences. You can tell we need to oil those chairs, I think, Emily. How are you, anyway?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. Yeah, you know I was a little bit late today, don't you?
Yeah.
I literally came sliding into the studio, didn't I?
You made it, though.
I did, just about. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things, if you are out there driving, or you're going to be driving out there on the roads, there's so much surface water, so make sure you give yourself enough time to hang about. Not you, Emily. Yeah. So, Emily, you've got a couple of songs coming up a bit later as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and you're going to tell us a few facts about them as well.
Fun facts, yeah.
Looking forward. Now, someone's just tuning in for the first time, think, who is that lovely young woman? She sounds so much better and she's so much more articulate than the other one, the usual one that's on drive. Go on, Em.
I'm an A-level student studying art, film and sociology. So, could say I'm a creative student. Mm. And, yeah.
And that's why you're here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you learning much?
I am, yeah.
You're looking at me, so you have to say that now, though. Yes. But we'll be hearing a little bit more from you later. And, of course, we've got Karen, have you met last time as well, Emily, from Essex Business Partnerships, bringing someone else along as well, because there's a new networking group that's being launched soon. So we'll be hearing about that in about the next 20 minutes or so. But now I'm going to play a couple of songs back to back. Carrie Underwood, Drunk and Unhover. As the title of a song, I'm not having a go at her, and that is the title of her song. But before that, I'm doing a Christmas song.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. Our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for. When you're having fun.
wanna kiss you right now in the middle of the street. I want your hands in the pockets in the back of my jeans. Oh, I could fall so hard so easily. You don't know how bad I wanna, but honestly, honestly, I can't get high on your love and still be hung up on him. I can't be, baby, come on, go wondering where he is. I can't be waking up on your shoulder, dreaming about him.
Drunk and hungover. We've got another one come up from our A-list. Emily just chose it, actually. It's a brilliant song from Biba Dooby and Lauve, A Night to Remember. Probably one of my faves from the A-list at the moment. But before that, we've got a short break.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Somebody
To remember with Lauve, must try and catch Lauve at one time because she is outstanding. Do love it, a little bit of sort of jazz mixed in with the indie pop, bit of everything really, just what we like here on Phoenix FM. And remember, I like hearing from you, so if you've got any requests today, radio@phoenixfm.com, if you want to do it the old school way via email, or you can get hold of my Instagram and my Facebook at Joe Bailey Music. Remember, it's just J-O. Oh, don't forget as well, the 4 at 4:30 are all have the girls' names in the title. We did 4 yesterday, but we've got another couple of requests come up, so I've still got time to lock your ones in. So that's all up to 4:30. Now, taking us up to the travel, we're going back to the 80s, Aztec Camera. Good morning, Britain.
Yeah.
Right, coming up in a second, we've got two tracks coming up. Aztec, no, we've already had that one. We're going to have Tears for Fears. We're going back to the 80s again with Everybody Wants to Rule the World and the Jonas Brothers Waffle House. Then we'll be catching up with Essex Business Partnerships and their guest, talking about a brand new group that's just about to launch. And I'm not talking about a band. Anyway, here's the travel now.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
The M25 anti-clockwise, there's slow traffic heading into Essex through the Dartford tunnels. Congestion's bad already. It's way back to Junction 3 at Swanley there. A12 northbound, one lane closed between Junction 24 Kelvedon and Junction 25. That's Mark's Tay following an accident. Let's have a look where else we are. Yes, and Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 east between B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. The A12 northbound, you're looking at slow traffic between Junction 17 and Junction 18. Now in Rayleigh, slow traffic on Webster's Way between the High Street and Eastwood Road. A12 London bound, slow traffic from the A120 at Ardley, that's Junction 29 to Junction 25 at Mark's Tay. That's approaching and going through the ongoing roadworks there. Now Chelmsford, slow traffic on Van Diemen's Road between Lady Lane and Army and Navy roundabout. Also in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Chelmer Valley Road, A138 between Valley Bridge and Rectory Lane. Now if you are out on the road, it actually took me an extra 20 minutes to get in, so there's a lot of surface water. So if you are planning on travelling, please make sure you leave that little bit earlier. Now the rail is looking good for us today, but let's head over to the tubes if you're going out or you're coming home from work. Minor delays on the central line through shortage of trains. Minor delays on the circle line due to cancellations. Underground station is closed on the northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. The trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line, that's westbound at South Ealing. And finally, delays of up to 10 minutes on the Great Western Railway and Elizabeth line between London Paddington and Reading, all due to a faulted track. There'll be more updates from me in an hour.
outfit. But we always knew how to talk. But we always knew it would work, cause if something made us red, or if something got us in, all before the night ends. No, don't get stressed, just gonna get figured out. Old deep conversation that no one allows. Headstrong father and a determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we try to kill each other. But you know it's always love. We never knew how to fake it. Always knew how to break. Couple nights, threw gasoline on the fire. Something misread, something got said before the night ends. No, don't get stressed, it's gonna get figured out. All deep conversations, I know I've been lost. Headstrong father, another determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we tried to kill each other.
Love a bit of Jonas Brothers. That's the Waffle House. I think that's the best one of this year that they've brought out so far. Well, so far, I can't bring any more out, I'm sure, in December. Otherwise, it'd be a total shock. Now, here in the studio, I did promise you, we've got Essex Business Partnerships. We've got Karen Cole and guest in the studio. But if I speak to you first, Karen, hello.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, all good, all good. Now, it's a full studio. I'm loving it. And we've got Kieran. Hello, Kieran.
Hello.
Hello. Now, listen, Karen, for somebody that may be listening in for the first time, think, oh, what's Essex Business Partnerships? Can you give us a little insight, please?
I certainly can. Essex Business Partnerships was formed essentially as a networking group, but with a whole lot more. So we also offer mentorship training. We help our members behind the scenes to connect with other members and people we come across, and we support businesses and help in Essex and help them to grow.
That was really, really short and sweet, and that's summed it up brilliantly. now, for Karen, you brought along Kieran and Karen. You've done that on purpose, right? So to confuse me, Kieran Petey of Studio 40. Yeah, you're one of Essex Business Partnerships members. You're architect Kieran Petey of Studio 40, and now you're here to speak about the upcoming construction networking group. How are you, first of all, and yeah, how did that come about?
I'm very well, thank you. And I basically joined the Essex Business Partnership earlier this year. I attended my first event in Billericay in July, and basically from that, some of the opportunities and conversations that presented themselves have sort of materialised into really exciting prospects for next year, and it felt like a really good group to be part of, very relaxed and informal. And, you know, where some of these networking groups are about referrals and one-to-ones and trying to get up a leaderboard, there's none of that. It's just good conversations and discussions with like-minded people, ultimately. So, yeah, it's been great.
Because you're obviously an architect with Studio 40, and so you within the local community. What areas do you work within?
We're based in Billericay, but we cover the whole of Essex. We've worked as far afield as Sunderland, actually, but also over in Surrey. Generally anywhere where there's good clients, good work. We cover residential, commercial, and are also involved in some community work at the moment with Basildon Council getting ready for their Creative Tech Fest in February next year. So, yeah, we're wide-ranging, I would suggest.
Yeah, yeah. So how long have you been working within the community, essentially, right?
I set up 5 years ago in 2018. So since then, before that, I was based in Chelmsford, but also in London as well. So, yeah, I'm Essex born and bred, born in Basildon Hospital, lived more or less everywhere from Blackmore to Hutton, Shenfield and Billericay. So, yeah, local boy.
Proper Essex, as I say.
Absolutely.
Proper with an A rather than an E-R as well. So, listen, the construction industry, like, so how did that kind of work with Essex Business Partnerships? Karen, are there many people within the construction industry within that partnership?
We have quite a few members within the construction industry and also industries which are connected to construction. Mm. What we have tried to do from day one was to actually set up groups within specific sectors so they can talk to each other, they can support each other, maybe pass around business, but it's sort of maybe keep each other up to date in terms of information. And so we felt it would be a good idea to actually start it with the construction industry, and so Kieran came along and offered to host it. So here you go, Kieran.
Yeah, so what benefits can the construction professionals, I guess, get from being part of this?
I think it's collaboration, really. It's conversation. Mm. I think, you know, 6 to 9 months ago, I realised that I needed to start building my network because the difficulties that there are, you know, and have been throughout 2023, I think, not just specific to construction and property sectors, but for every walk of life. And the benefits, I think, are really in creating a support network. That's really what we're looking to do, provide or facilitate conversations between businesses and to provide opportunities. And yeah, I think support really is the key to that.
Yeah, from all different types of areas, then, from IT, from admin to literally people working on the ground, right? Is that the kind of thing you're kind of aiming for, like all different links within the network, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the strength of the group will really be in the wide range of people that we can get there, hopefully suppliers, manufacturers, tradesmen, contractors, professionals, I think white and blue collar workers. I think that would really be great to sort of break those barriers. You can go to construction networking events where you have a lot of people in suits, but you know, you may not necessarily find too many trades. And I think if we have that cross pollination, then it will provide for a great networking group.
Well, that's it, because I think when people think of construction, they just think of the big businesses. You know, you always see the, I'm not going to say what they are and give them a shout, but you can often see the you know, the lorries going by, but you don't think of all, like yourselves, like the architects and everything like that within that as well. You just don't realize the people that do have to collaborate and connect, right, Karen?
Absolutely. And one of the things we've actually said quite often at our meetings is, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So it sounds really simple, but actually we've already had people come and talk, and so many people have learnt so much from it. They wouldn't have known if they hadn't actually come to the meetings.
Mm. No, absolutely. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a quick song, and then we're going to come back again. But Karen, you chose another one today, wasn't it? Which one is it? Can you remember what one it was?
I chose Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Of course, I've got it lined up for you. Here we go.
I toss and turn, I can't touch me, baby, tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love. Tainted love.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, so we're back here now on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, and with Karen Cole of Essex Business Partnership, who's brought a friend of theirs over now, because one of the members as well from EBP, as I'm going to call it now, because I keep saying it all the time. It's too much. Yes, it's, it's Kieran Petey of Studio 40 here today, talking about the new construction group that's taking place. Now, Kieran, have we got the launch date yet?
It's the 23rd of January, and from then on it will be the 4th Tuesday of every month.
Oh, yeah, it's always easier. Rather than having like a specific date where it keeps changing, at least you know then the 4th Tuesday of every month, you put that in a diary and it's set, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's one of the smartest things to do, to be fair, yes. And so, look, what's going to be the format of this kind of thing?
Well, generally, I think each session or each meeting will start with some form of presentation, perhaps 20, 30 minutes long, maybe two separate presentations, and we'll look to try and cover things to do with legislation or policy changes in the industry, perhaps mental health and well-being, sales perhaps, or something along those lines. Just something to kick the meeting off and provide people with a conversation piece, I suppose, for networking and food that will come afterwards.
So it'd be looking after people's staff as well, because ultimately as well, I mean, it is, I think it was in 2020, wasn't it? The workers in constructions are some of the highest risks of suicide in the country. It's madness, really, to think of that. So a lot of blokes don't talk, do they?
That's
so
right.
Those kind of things, I suppose, like the 4th Tuesday of every month, then you can incorporate that within the networking as well. So doing some good as well on the side, right? Because you always say, Karen, as well, when you work with other charities as well, so you link up.
We do, and in fact, we've got Andy's Man Club are coming. That's a lovely guy. So.
Yeah, brilliant there. Yeah, I met them a while back. They're really nice guys. So it's all those kind of things with the connections as well, helping each other out. And then obviously, it's a good thing for your customers and your clients ultimately, because then they're getting the very best of everything they can at a better price as well. Hopefully, then as well, right?
Absolutely,
great stuff. So look, where can we get hold of you, Kieran, as well?
I'm at hello@studio-40.co.uk, and we also have our Instagram and Facebook pages as well, which you can find, but best to look on our website, studio-40.co.uk.
Brilliant stuff. And if you're trying to write that down frantically, don't worry. This, if you've missed it as well, it will be up online on phoenixfm.com in a couple of days' time, with all the relevant links to Kieran, Petey as well. And Karen, have you got anything else to say finally before we move on?
We're really looking forward to this happening. We think it's going to be a great collaboration, and it's something that I think the will be really useful for the construction industry. We've got lots of new things happening in 2024, so please visit our website and watch this space.
And the website is?
EssexBusinessPartnerships.org.uk.
Excellent stuff. And again, all the links will be up on the website. It's almost the end of the year, Karen. It's been a long year for you, Karen.
It has,
right?
Been a very long year.
But anyway, this is our last one for until the new year. So happy Christmas and happy new year. I'm going to... Thanks ever so much for coming in as well, Kieran. Really appreciate that. And I'll see you next year.
Session with the crucial, with the
Duran Duran. Well, the latest one. I love saying that. That's such a good track. It's like Bananarama's as well. I think that might be my favourite track of Duran Duran's as well now. Shock horror. Remember, complaintsradio@phoenixfm.com. Right. Don't forget, at 4.30 as well, we've got our four at 4.30, all with a girl's or woman's name in the song title. We had quite a few yesterday. Got a couple left over from yesterday as well. But I will lock yours in if you would like that. And you can get hold of me, Joe Bailey Music, J-O, and that's my Facebook and Insta, and at Joe Bailey Music 1 if you want to get hold on X. Yes, I said it right. It's not Twitter anymore, is it? Right, now coming up next, we've got Ed Sheeran, and I'm going to sneak another Christmas song in to take us up to the top of the hour as well.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go on. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we did not know the answers. And I miss the way you made me feel. It's real when we watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. Over the car.
Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. And that's taking us up to the top of the hour. We've got the E17 boys, literally E17. We'll Stay Another Day. So make sure you stay around for the next hour. We've got some brilliant music and we'll be chatting to Emily as well soon. So I will see you after four.
You know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away. Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day? Touch your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me, though it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.